Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 29th day of the month of Sivan. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Today's day 628 that so many, the month of Tammuz. My apologies, that didn't sound right, that came out of my mouth. Today's day 628 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families as well. We pray that the ceasefire in place between Israel and Iran continue to hold, and that everyone is safe in Eretz Yisrael. We mourn the lives of the, I believe, 7 soldiers that were killed yesterday in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzi Ganak of Shari Torah Congregation in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Ganak slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and as well as in English. And then Rabbi Ganak will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear and special Chayalim, Mishaberach for those who are held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Ganak will pause for about 30 seconds, giving us each the opportunity to insert the names. Okay, I'm not sure if I got cut off there for a little bit, but Bechavod, please.
Rabbi Herman, are you able to hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. Yes, I was a little concerned that I also got cut. But right here, before I begin, I just want to say that I know so many people get chizuk from this chizuk call. You and I have a common friend, David, who gets tremendous chizuk from this call. So yashar koach to you. And I want to add that I personally get chizuk from David and his family, and it's a great honor to be teaching this group over here. I want to share with you a thought that's been on my mind for a little bit. When we take out the Torah on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday, we recite the pasuk that appears in our Sefer and Sefer Bamidbar, the Book of Numbers. We read it in Shul a couple of weeks ago, and it goes, Vayibin Zohar Aaron Vayomer Moshe. And when the Ark would travel, Moshe would recite, Kuma Hashem V'yafutu Aivecha V'yanusim V'senachem Yifanecha. It says, God, as you're traveling with the Ark, representing your travel, dispel the enemies of the Jewish people. Vnuho Yomar, and when it would settle, and we cite this verse, when we put the Torah back into the Ark, into the Aron, we say, Vnuho Yomar, when the Ark would be placed down, Shuva Hashem Ruvot HaFeisal, bring back all the myriads of Jewish people who are scattered. Meaning, so when the Ark travels, it scatters the enemies, and as it settles down, we symbolize the settling of the Jewish people. And we remember that these 2 verses in the Chumash are blocked off by backwards nunim, nunim afuchim, backwards nuns, and they demonstrate that something's different about these verses. And I've been giving thought to this point. The Gemara says in Shabbos that we call the 5 books of Moses, the Torah, we call it the 5 books of Moses. But actually, the Gemara says that it's not 5 books in the Torah. Actually, there are 7 books in the Torah. And these 2 verses in the middle of Parshas Bahalosha, towards the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, form their own book. And the Gemara notes that there are 85 letters in these 2 verses. And it says that the shortest a book of the Tanakh can be is 85 letters. So if this is its own book, that means that the book of Bamidbar previous to it and the book of Bamidbar after it are 2 separate books. So instead of having 5 books total, you have 7 books total. And I want to think about, why is it that there's a separate book, a separate Sefer of Tanakh, called by Him Tzaharo. Now, I don't mean that in the counting of the books of Tanakh, there are actually seven books in Chumash and 26 books in the entire Tanakh. The standard counting goes five books in Chumash and 24 in all of Tanakh. But the Gemara does actually say that this is its own book, its own sefer, given its own importance. So the question I want to think about is, why is this? Why does this have its own book? And what is the meaning of the book? The book that says that when the ark would travel, Moshe would say, scatter the enemies of the Jewish people. And when the ark would settle, he'd say, settle the people of the Jews. And I think a part of what this is saying is that together with all of the mandate of the Jewish people, all of the missions that the Jewish people have day to day and throughout destiny, throughout history, we have so much that we need to do. The key to all of that is in this book, because wherever you are, something is always going to change. Wherever you're, whatever station you're in, whatever location you're planted in, something is about to change. Perhaps you're stable and if something's going to be shaken up, and of that we say by Hidden Sorrow, the ark is about to move. Or perhaps you're going through a time of instability and you're hoping for the stability of Nuchul Yomar. And this is the key to all the things that we're going to experience in our life and the Jewish people experience in their history. If I had to give this book a name, the five books of Chumash have names, Bereishis, Shemot, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim. If I had to name this book, the two-verse book in the center of Numbers, I would call it the Book of Change. And the Book of Change is like a meta book that applies to so many other things. The Jewish people start in Sefer Bereishis, and they go from the land of Canaan to the land of Egypt. And then in the book of Exodus, they go from the land of Egypt back to the Midbar, and they spend the Torah getting towards Eretz Canaan. The Torah in general is about these changes. And this book, the Book of Change, needs to be applied to each of the circumstances of the Jewish people in the Torah, to individuals in the Torah, and to each of us in our own times, in our own lives, in our own episodes. We need to hold the key of the Book of Change, because the Book of Change is the key to the episodes of our lives. And the reason I've been thinking about this is over the last few days and weeks with the war in Iran and the battles fought around the land of Israel and the instability that we've felt in our lives, in our times, in our communities. So many people wanted to go to Israel, and their flights were canceled for a period of 2 weeks. People wanted to leave Eretz Israel. They weren't able to. People had plans, and those plans were upended. And it feels unstable or destabilizing. And the Book of Change, this book, this Sefer, tells us that during those transitions, that's when great things can be accomplished. When the ark is traveling, we say to Hashem, Moshe says, Kuma Hashem, as you're getting up, O God, via futsu aizacha, scatter the enemies of your enemies, via nusum esenachem ipanecha, and your enemies will flee from before you. It's a time of instability. It's a time of difficulty. But we've also seen in these last weeks the great accomplishments that aizacha, and misanecha, the enemies of God and the haters of God, those who try to attack and torment and oppress the Jewish people from far away in Iran or nearby and around the land of Israel. There's been tremendous degrading of those powers. And while the instability is difficult and hard and it hurts and we mourn so many people who lost their lives in the past weeks and in the past months, I'm going already on 20 months. And there, at the same time, there's in that difficulty, in that change, there's been a lot of transition as well. We have to give thanks that the proxies surrounding the land of Israel have been degraded, that the head of the octopus has been attacked and beaten down, and that the Jewish people, with the help of Hashem, Kuma Hashem, Efusei Vecha, should establish peace and in that transition should have stability and security. We'll continue now with Parakim of Tehillim. We'll begin with chapter 20, Parak Chaf. Lam Naseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisaget Chashem, Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, U'mitzion Yisadaka, Yizkor Komen Chosecha, V'olatzecha Yidash Nesela, Yitan Lachachil Vavecha, V'chol Atzatzecha Yimalei, Nirvanina Bishua Secha, V'shem Eloheinu Nigo, Yimalei Adonai Komashalo Secha, Ataya Dati, Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneu Mishmei Kacho, Begruot Yesha Yimino, Eile Varechem, Eile Vasusim, Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Ema Karu V'Nafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Rawi Lo Echsar, Benos Deshe Yar Bitzeni, Almei Menuchos Ina Aleini, Nafshi Yeshovim, Yancheni V'Magli Tzedek, V'Man Shemo, Gam Ki Elich V'Geitz Amaves, Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi, Shivzecha U'Mishantecha, Hema Yenach Amuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzaroi, tishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed yodifuni koyimei chayai, v'shafi v'beit Adonai l'orech yamin. Perek Kuf Chaf Al, chapter 121. Shir lama'alos, esayinai el harim, me'ay nevo ezri, ezri me'em Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz, Al gitei memot raglacha, al yanom shomracha, hinei lo yanom velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomracha, Adonai tzofa, ayad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, viyareach baloyla, Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha, Adonai yishmor teisucha v'lecha, me'ata v'yad olam, Erekuf Lamed, chapter 130. Hir ha-ma'alos, mima ma'akim k'rasicha Adonai, Adonai, shema v'kali, tiyana aznecha kashivos l'kol tachanunai, im avonos tishmarya, Adonai mi'amod, ki imacha slicha l'ma'an tivarei, ki visi Adonai kibitza nafshi, v'lidvarao hochalti, Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed, rabbeim ofidus. Vehu yifdeth Yisrael mikol avonosav. Perek Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil l'David, v'yosov, v'amarasifila. Koli el Adonai Ezak, Koli el Adonai Eschanan, Eshpoch lefanav sichi, Tzarasi lefanav agid, Besateif alai rufi, V'yata yadata disivasi, Borachzu alech tamnu fachli, Abeit yamein ure'e ve'eli makir, Avad manos mimeni, Ein doresh lenashi, Zarakti elecha Adonai, Amarti atam machfi, Chalki v'erka chayim, Hakshiva awi nasi ki dalosi ma'od, hasileni meirot fai ki amsumi mani. Otsiam masker nafshi lo dosa shemecha, vi yachdir tzadikem ki sigmal alai. Achenu kabeis Yisrael hanusunim atar uva shavya, homdim be vayam uvein vay vasha, hamakom rachim aleyem, vi yotziei mitar lebracha, mefela lera vishiva ligula, Ashta Bagala Vizman Kariv Nomar Amen. As for our brothers in the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Say the Mishaberach for Tzahal. Mishaberach Avaseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, who yivarech eschai tzva adonal Yisrael, v'anshei kachos habitachon, עומדים המשמרתיין ברל, כינו מגבול הלבנון, והמדבר מצרים, עם ים הגדול, עלי והרבה, בכל מקום שהם, ביבשה ובים, ייתן הקדוש ברוך הוא, עשבנו הכנמלין, נגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא, ישמור ביעצר שחי עלינו, מכל צר וצוקה, מכל נגע מחלה, וישלח ברכה, והצלחה, בכל מעשה ידיהם, יעבר שונאים תחתיהם, ויעצים החסי, שואב תרס מצפון, ויקוים להם הכסף כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם, וילחם לכם עם אויביכם, ושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. The prayer for those being held in captivity. וישבר אחד עשינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, ויברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל חינו הנשיאים בתור ושביה, בעבור שאנחנו מספרלים בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחם ממלאם, ויוצא מחושך ותמבס, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, מצוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם, יהודו אדוני חסדיו נפלותיו לבני אדם, וקיים בהם מקווה שכתוב, ופתויי אדוני ישבון, ולהוציאם ברינה, בשמחת עולם על ראשם ספם ושמחה יסידו, ונסב יגון ונחה, ונאמר אמן. בתפילה, for those who are sick, משברך וחולם. משברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק יעקב, משה ודוד ושלמה, יברך את החולם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחם ממלאיהם, להחליף ממרפא אותם, להחזיקם, להחיה אותם, וישלח להם מהירה, רפואה שלמה ונשמיים, וכל עבריהם וכל גידיהם, וסוף שחלי ישראל, ושפלת נפש ולסוגוך, אשתה בגאולה בזמן קרב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Ganak. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday. Again, tomorrow, starting tonight, is Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow at 1 p.m. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these difficult and challenging times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe,